Here comes down the outside, second Bullock with a big run, but Observational burst to the lead. Second Bullock finishing well on his inside, but it's Observational and Tommy Sadler. Observational by a length. Second was Second Bullet. Oh, there's a big run coming home. Hart was double bluff to get third, and then came High Church.
Well, that was a great example of what a dynamic duo, father and son, Tom and John Sadler, are when they combined to win the 2017 Easter Cup with Observational, and they are now combining as trainers. It's great to get both of them on the line together. Firstly, John, good morning to you. How excited are you to team up with Tom?
Good morning, Michael. Yeah, no, it's something that we've been looking forward to for some time. And, yeah, I can truthfully say that I am very excited about it.
And, Tom, to you, has this been something that you've looked towards from a young age? You've grown up, you've known nothing else but racing, you've been a great jockey yourself, and you've spent some time with some great trainers in recent months as well. So has this been something that you had hoped one day might come to fruition?
Yeah, certainly wanted to head in the training direction, Michael. Whether or not it ended up as a partnership with John was probably something that he probably needed to want to happen rather than... And obviously see the benefit in it happening. And that's something that's developed over the last 18 to 12 months. And as soon as it did, as I said last night, as soon as there's that mutual respect between the two parties and we can both see how it'll really gel well and work well together, that was the turning point and the starting point, I suppose.
Do you remember the first time that you and your dad worked together? Because you spent a little bit of time with him, and... Are you going to be coming in together, co-trainers, equal, or is there still going to be a little bit of Dad telling you what to do, do you think?
I'd be very, very silly to think that it would be 50-50, and nor should it be. I mean, John's been training for over 40 years, done extremely well, won group races internationally, group ones in Australia, and obviously including a Melbourne Cup, and... I'm 26. I rode for 10 years, both on the flat and over jumps, and there's plenty that I've got to offer. But as I said, yeah, it's John that's got the experience and the talent as a trainer, and I'm just trying to add to the business as well as learn and grow my skills as much as I can.
And John, it's perfect timing, isn't it? Because you're relocating from Caulfield to Pakenham, and at the life of a trainer these days, we are seeing more and more partnerships, and the family partnerships seem to be working really well. So I'm sure from a practical point of view, for someone at the twilight of their career wanting to hand over to your son, it's going to help out a lot of things from a work-life balance as well.
Yeah, no doubt. Perfect timing, actually, with the move. We're all sad to be leaving Caulfield. Great training track it's been. But, you know, new era, heading to Pakenham, and the tracks there, the facility there is second to none. It really is. And, you know, it's still a few weeks away, I think, but we're really looking forward to getting there, Michael. And I just think it's perfect timing in the partnership. But as you said, it gives me... I'm still very keen, I suppose you could say. It's experience and enthusiasm meeting, you know, and I'm just looking forward to it. Tom's got a really good feel for it. Otherwise, I don't know whether I would have been pushing him into it. It's not the greatest profession, I suppose, in some ways, as to you need to be very selfish to do well. But... it demands quite a bit of you, is probably what I'm trying to say. But no, I think it's working together. We'll be able to also give ourselves a chance to enjoy life as well.
I was going to say, John, Tom's been a great jockey on the flat and also over the jumps. What's his strongest attribute, do you think, from the future trainer?
He's got a feel for it. There's some have got a feel for it, and there's some that don't. They nearly all think they do, but he does actually have a feel, I can tell. And he had this from a very early stage. When he got off a horse, not that he was always right, but he had an actual feel for, you just know that, you know, an experienced horseman is talking to you, whether they really do understand the horse. And I'm not wanting to pump up his tyres at all. I've let them down plenty of times. But he does actually have a good feel for it. So it then becomes getting your procedures in place and then working your butt off. Once upon a time, I would have thought there was no way Tom was ever going to work his butt off. But he's really matured over the last 18 months to 2 years. A lot of that is thanks to Danny O'Brien. We've got a lot to thank Danny O'Brien for. He's been outstanding to Tom, and they clicked. I know Danny was sorry that Tom was going, but at the same time, you know, he left on great terms there. But as I said, got a lot to thank Danny for.
And Tom, for you, what is it you love about becoming a trainer? What are you looking most forward to?
Look, there's so much to it that it'd probably be hard to pinpoint what I'm most looking forward to. I suppose one of the things I felt strongly at Danny's was, I mean, the first thing that I love about racing is the horses, and it's a fair old gap to the second thing. And it doesn't really feel like work when you form a bond with these horses and they feel like your mates, you know. And some of those horses I've been working with the Danny's for a couple of years, you get very close to. And as I said, you come in on a Sunday and give them a pick, it's like going for breakfast with one of your friends. So the main thing I'm looking forward to starting off here is getting to know all the horses. And because of my ability to ride work, it sort of fast tracks that process. So really looking forward to learning the idiosyncrasies of all of our horses. And I suppose above all, you know, as a business and as a team, we really want to have success at the top level again. And as John said, you can't really worry about getting the results at the top level until you've got everything else right and the results take care of themselves. So I suppose I'm just looking forward to working hard, learning the horses, getting everything right. And I know from experience and from learning from other experienced people that once you've got that sorted, the results do come.
Now, your dad's trained plenty of good horses over the years, but he's also had nerves of steel with some of his early punting forays. Have you got a similar, nerve, if you like one? Do you think you'll open up the shoulders like your old man did at your age?
I'm not too sure, because when I've not been able to, I think the 1st of August was the first day that I've ever actually been legally allowed to have a bet, so not something that I've got much practice in. Might leave the big plungers to Sads, and I'll just make sure all the horses are delivered there right on the day.
And we have heard the old man can get a little hot under the collar every now and then. Have you copped some good sprays?
I think that's a myth. I haven't ever seen him get wound up or anything like that. He's pretty steady and level. So, no, it's nothing to worry about at all.
Is that true, John?
He's making a good trainer already. He's learned to lie, Michael. No, I've backed off, I can tell you, yeah. But partly a myth, but I have, I've backed off.
It's going to be a match made in heaven by the sound of it already. When do you officially get your name in the book, Tom?
Well, it just is the process of getting the paperwork and the certificates all sorted and handed into Racing Victoria, which won't take very long. It'll probably take 2 to 3 months at tops. And I suppose at the end of the year, my name will be on the ticket. But as far as the actual role that I play in the stable and in the business, it started Sunday, and it won't really change at all whether my name is on the ticket or not. So it'll be nice to see, but yeah, as I said, my job has already started.
And just one last quick one, John, can we kick it off with a win, Starry Legend Saturday?
I reckon you can, Michael. Yeah,
we look forward to seeing Starry Legend on Saturday. Good luck, boys. The family partnership begins.
Thanks a lot, Michael.
Thanks, Michael.